Testing, testing, uno, dos, tres, catorce.
He's the go-to guru for great design ideas.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's edgy. He's in your face.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Frank Fontana. Hope you're doing well out there. Lots of people buzzing down Michigan Ave. Look at you guys looking good out there. Hope you all feeling good for those listening. It is Sunday. That means it's rest day for most of us, but not you and me, Dave.
Oh, no. We're over here working, and we got to chase that pork chop, that food.
That pork chop? Where were we?
Yeah,
what are you talking
the chuletas.
About?
In Spanish, we have a saying, we got to chase the chuleta, meaning the pork chop. It's chuletas a pork chop.
Chase the chuleta.
Chuleta, we gotta chase it. So that's what we're working on.
Chasing that chuleta
Sunday.
Every day, man.
Yes.
But I'm living the dream. I love it. This isn't work, Dave. This is fun, man.
When you're having a blast, you can't call it work.
That's right. You just call it a chuleta.
Food.
A pork chop. What do you call work? A pork
you gotta
chop.
Chase it. Yes.
Hey, today's show is all about something that I am truly passionate about. Two things I'm passionate about.
Like what?
Design.
Oh, okay.
And looking younger.
And today we're going to have secrets to slow aging, which is perfect.
That's right. We're going to be doing a in-studio Frankenstein test.
Oh.
I'm not calling you Frankenstein, all right? We have a lovely model here.
We're going to call our model Maria Elena Magaña. She's the sinner.
She's the sinner. She's not Frankenstein. But she is going to be in studio with us doing a live cryofacial for the first time on radio ever.
And they're going to try it on you as well, Frank.
I want to do it on me. What is it? Wait, hold on. Before I say yes, what does it entail?
Creams and toning and...
But it's cryo, so it means freezing something.
Yes.
Because, you know, you ever see those big cryo machines that you have to, like... It's all the rage. I've seen a lot of MMA athletes and extreme triathletes do it. They go into these giant cryo chambers, and it literally freezes them below ridiculous temperature to heal the muscles and inflammation.
Yeah, and you tone with this facial, this type of facial.
Really?
You're going to be toning. You know what? Maybe that's why in Chicago that we have so much cold, so much winter, maybe that's why a lot of people in Chicago have
look younger?
Yeah, it's the cold.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You need to hydrate very good.
It's a good stretch, though. I like it. Not only are we talking about anti-aging the whole show, we're talking about how to turn back the clock on your landscaping. I just went through a huge landscape redo. Big shout out to my guys, Old English Gardens. Chadster rocked it out the last 4 days. We were shooting at my house for my TV show.
They're coming with us in 2 weeks. Not next Sunday, the Sunday after that.
Great. I want to bring these guys on to talk about what they did on my property. Today we're going to get into it a little bit because we have some really amazing guests kicking off our show. We're talking outdoor upgrades with landscape design Brian Casey, as well as award-winning contractors will be joining us. Yeah, there's people calling me right now. Hey, we're doing a radio show. Leave us alone here. Gosh, so we're going to be talking about all sorts of landscaping stuff. Bring up the speed on my project. Bill Layton, I believe that's correct, yeah, is joining us as well. Bill is a production manager for Outdoor Upgrades. He's got 30-plus years working in high-end residential design and builds for nurseries and maintenance. So this is going to be a fun conversation. And we're going to open the phone lines for you guys listening out there. If you're about to take on a landscape project, have questions about your own landscape, how to make it better, is something dying, some trees that you love and you want to save, this is going to be a great time for you guys to call in. That's going to happen after the first break here. And then our cryofacial is happening around 2 o'clock. This is going to be interesting. If you're into anti-aging, which I don't know anybody who isn't. I mean, really, it's such a booming industry. We're talking billions of dollars a year spent on anti-aging. What's your regimen, Dave? Because you look kind of young for 40.
I'm still the 30s. I'm still in the 30s. Yeah. But you're right. I don't think there's anybody that wants to look older. I know when you're like 18, you want to look 21 so you don't get carded. That's about it.
I know. If you only know what you know when you're older, what you know when you're younger, like the whole thing is ridiculous. Like you should never want to be older. Like my son is always like, I want to be like him. He's older. I'm like, son, you don't. Trust me.
No.
Stay young as long as possible.
Although it's very easy for girls to get into the 21 and over clubs because all they do is slap on more makeup, a few plasters.
And shorten their skirts.
And there you go. Okay, they don't have trouble. But as guys, you definitely do.
Yeah, this is true. It's very unfair for guys out there. We should start a little women haters club and just sit here and bitch about women. and not getting at the clubs, right?
Bring it on.
I don't know what Maddie and Marielen think. They're over here. They say bring it on. They say bring it on.
All right, let's do it. We'll have a round table today. And then speaking of ways to stay young looking, do you know that water is crucial, man? Like, for me, I try to drink at least a gallon a day.
Yeah, well, our body is 90% water.
Yeah.
So we have to drink water. We have to keep hydrated.
And if you don't...
Or 70? Is it 70 or 90?
75. It's 70, around 75% water.
Okay.
Is what your body's made up of. And if you think about this, if you walk past a swamp or a moat that's just sitting there for days and days and days without recycling that water, without... that water filtering through, what happens? It becomes stale. It becomes full of bacteria and toxic. That's what happens inside the body if you don't hydrate enough. So we're going to learn how to properly hydrate. Amanda O'Neill is joining us, and she has a bunch of tips for us on how to do that, especially in midsummer, man. This is a time where you can easily dry out.
Another way to look younger.
Exactly.
Hydrated. Good skin.
And then our model, Marielen Magna, right? Is that
Magaña.
Correct? Magaña.
Magaña.
She's a radio and TV personality, vocalist for the band Los Pecados.
Sins of Mary.
Sins of Mary.
Yeah, she's a big sinner. That's why I say she's a big sinner.
She's a big sinner who's about to get her face erased. You're going to have no expression after this.
She's going to look like all tight about it.
She's going to be frozen.
That?
It's cryo. She's going to be frozen. You better pick your favorite look because that's the way it's going to stay.
Uh-oh.
All right?
You don't know what you're getting into, Marielen.
You have no idea.
She's okay with it, she said.
And to round it out, we're going to be talking about summer's hottest cooling systems. Right, that's right. We're going all the way to HVAC at the end of this bad boy.
To see which one's
hot
the best
topic right now. Oh, it's a perfect time to talk about. A lot of people are blowing their HVACs because of the heat. They're just keeping that thing running. We're going to talk about maintaining it and what are some of the latest trends in it. All that happening right after the break, and we have some giveaways, too. We have a giveaway from Cassidy Tire Centers. That's right. If you want a free oil change, Dave is going to figure out a way to do that, give that away. And then we also have Luminati's, our favorite pizza place. They're giving away deep dish pizzas. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or online at luminati's.com. And we'll break those up in the next couple hours and have some fun giveaway prizes and ideas, Dave. I'm leaning on you for the contest here.
Ideas for the contest? I'm sure we'll come up with something once we have our first guest.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. That's me. We're here until 3 o'clock, folks, talking about all sorts of ways to turn back the clock, both on you as a human being and your landscape. All right, we're switching gears here, and we're going to talk a little bit about landscaping and how to upgrade yours, and this would be a great time if you have questions for our experts, Brian Casey, and Bill, tell me if I'm saying this right, Leighton?
Leighton. It's pretty close.
I mean, close enough. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
I know it's a Sunday. You're probably out enjoying your own backyards right now.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Earlier in the mornings.
Early in the mornings, paper, yeah. So. Where do you got? You guys live in the neighborhood? You live in the city or out in the burbs?
I'm out in Donner's Grove.
Oh, I'm in Elk Grove.
Oh, nice. You're in my neck of the woods, downtown LaGrange.
Okay, cool.
Not too far.
Do a lot of work over there.
Yeah, so tell me about, let's start with Brian. Tell me about your company.
Outdoor Upgrades, we're based in Clarendon Hills. Started in 2012. We do residential design build. And primarily serving the western and northern suburbs of Chicago.
Now, did you start off in the field or going to school for it?
Yep, I went to school for it. Worked other places for probably 20 years prior to starting Outdoor Upgrades.
Were you digging ditches yourself?
You start that way.
You got to, right? I mean, that's your street cred.
But that's why I went to school, so I wouldn't have to be that guy. I wanted to be inside.
Right, exactly.
And... I went to Illinois State, went to Colorado State, and
how'd you land back here?
It's I like Chicago.
Yeah,
I came back every summer, of course, and
all your family's still here.
All my family's still, almost everybody. One of eight as far as kids go.
Oh wow, big family.
One out in Iowa, but they're all still here. And Chicago, actually, for the landscape market, Chicago is a great market for it.
Definitely is. Bill, tell us about yourself.
I live in Elk Grove Village. I did start digging ditches, so $2 an hour, and kind of went to school for it and worked my way up to doing what I do now. So,
did digging ditches pay for your school?
No, paid for nothing.
Paid for nothing, right? Basically. It's just some exercise, really, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Yeah, 15 years old, got a good workout.
You love what you do, Bill?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 30 years, and, you know, I can't enjoy every day, but I certainly do enjoy most of them.
Now, you do what you say here is outdoor upgrades. How does that differ? Now, you guys are both part of the same company, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So do you guys each split the expertise, or do you kind of both cross over?
Yeah. So I'm primarily, you know, an easy way to describe it is I'm on the front end, Bill's on the back end. I'll help the homeowner with the design proposals, you know, balancing scope of work that they're looking for.
Yeah.
As well as what they want to spend. And then once we get to that point, I'll hand over to Bill.
Got it.
He's the design, I'm the build part. So.
Yeah. And so you're the guy who you send the bills to, ironically?
No, I send the bills to Brian, and I just build it and spend.
Got it, so. Exactly. Cool. I mean, it sounds like you got both sides of this covered. I just went through a major landscape renovation myself for our TV show we're filming.
Oh, nice.
We live in a corner lot right in downtown LaGrange, and we basically gutted the whole thing. They had bobcats in and ripped up all the sod and the landscape. And I am a self-admitted terrible gardener. Like I don't have a green thumb. We put new sod down. We put new plantings. We built a pergola. We put new stone down, which now I'm wondering if I love the stone we put down. Do you ever put an exterior Calcutta down?
No.
So I
was it natural stone or
it's a natural stone. It's like a marble.
Okay.
But it's an exterior marble. It's of the Carrera family. It's a Calcutta.
Right.
And it's chipping already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that why you don't
use
it?
There's a lot of problems with the marble products.
Yeah.
Have you gone through a winter with it yet?
I just put it in 3 days ago, and it's already chipping.
Yeah. Wait for the winter.
I love the look. Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Don't apply any.
Thanks, Bill. Jeez. Yeah, I might change
I'm
it
the
out.
Realist.
Here, no, so. That's great.
Don't apply any rock salt to it in the winter.
I'm like you, Brian. I'm the visionary here. I see it. I love the color. I love the texture. It looks. It does look phenomenal right at this moment.
Right. And expansion and contraction is not your friend.
Yeah, it's not. And then will it get more brittle with the cold? And
yeah, if you get moisture in it and then the freeze thaw, you know, I'm not sure if that stone. That particular stone was marketed as being an outdoor product?
It is. I mean, it was sold through a company who does, you know, lots of, you know, stone work and patio. And it was just one of the options when they presented, like, hey, you know, here's this stone. And my eye was drawn right to the Calcutta, obviously.
It's a beautiful stone.
It's beautiful stone. It is, yeah.
Well, cross your fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Hope for the best. If not, I'll be calling you guys in a couple weeks.
Hey, maybe you're a trendsetter, maybe. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to be, Brian. So we actually do have some callers. If you want to jump right onto some questions, if you guys are okay with that, I mean, we'd love to.
Sounds good.
You know, it's all about our audience, and you know, they love to learn from people like you. So, let's go with Ed. Hey, Ed, you're on with Brian and Bill.
Hi, Frank. I enjoy your show every week, and thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Ed.
I did an expansion of my patio with paver bricks, and it was over my concrete patio. Was 10 by 10, and I expanded it to 20 by 20. And I was told that that I would not have a problem with the pavers in the area that did not have concrete underneath it. Mm. However, and after several years, I do. And it's not like totally, but it's at the edge. And then also there's some like almost like single kind of pavers that have sunk in. And my question is, you know, I don't know that I have that in writing, as it was an oral agreement that would not be a problem. But my question is, what would be the easiest way to take care of that? And is there such a thing or a rental thing of a suction type thing that could remove the brick and try to do some of it myself? Or is that just not practical?
It's a good question, Ed. Guys, what say you?
If you have half your patio on concrete and half your patio on gravel, it's settling differently. That's probably the problem you're having.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It'd be pretty hard to do it yourself. You know, Brian and I would say take the concrete out or put all concrete in, one of the two.
You need a consistent base.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, you can certainly repurpose the pavers that are on the dry laid area and put concrete under it so it matches up. You could dial it in so the concrete's...
Well, my question would be, like, what kind of pressure can I use on my contractor who put it in, when he told me that that wouldn't be a problem? That was my first question when I agreed, you know, to have the patio expanded.
How well do you...
It should be a problem underneath there.
Hey, Ed, how well do you know this contractor?
Not very well. And in fact, I'd have to research. It's been a couple of years. I would have to research to see if he's still in business. And in order to get him out, I thought, well, I probably shouldn't say what the problem was, but thought, gee, I'd like you to come out for kind of a new project. And then once he's out here, then show it to him and say, now look, this is what we agreed to, and go from there. What do you think?
Interesting. Brian, Bill, how would you suggest? This is actually a great example of A, getting duped, you know, by a shoddy, mm-hmm. shoddy contractor.
Yep.
But how does somebody like Ed avoid this? And what can he do at this point to make things better?
One easy way is if you get multiple quotes before the project starts.
Yeah,
I did that. Okay. I did that. I did a lot of research. In fact, the reason that I chose this contractor is I went out and looked at areas, even out into the Del Webb community in near me in Shorewood. Uh-huh. And before I chose them, I did my homework well prior. You know.
Yep. Yep. I mean, one thing you can do is look back at the paperwork. Hopefully, with the contract that you signed, there is some kind mm-hmm. of warranty with it. Typically, though, that's uh-huh. 1 year for a hardscape, so you're well.
Yeah,
beyond
well,
that.
Well,
now,
well,
and you, Ed, you said this was a verbal agreement, correct? It wasn't a contract.
Well, I don't know that it's written in the contract. I have, you know, I have paperwork, but I do have paperwork, and I, of course, was very careful about not giving any money up front and all that kind of stuff. You know. So I felt, you know, the person was, I didn't believe, is totally responsible and legitimate. I'm not saying that. I just haven't contacted him at this point, and I wanted to know what approach I should take. That's all.
Guys, any recommendations?
You can try talking with him and see what he'll do. But I'm guessing if you had multiple bids, other contractors mm-hmm. said to remove the concrete or to add concrete. Either way.
Yeah, Ed, so, I got a question. Was he the cheapest bid? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Well, he was actually, I went for different kinds of approaches. One was the stamped concrete. One was, you know, the pavers and that type of thing. And, well, he was very reasonable. And, yes, he would have been the least. But as I say, though, but I went and looked at his work at different places. So I knew, you know, he was legitimate. I mean, he wasn't like... in the Del Webb community, I mean, so I know, sure. you know, it was respectable.
I'm sure he's a legitimate contractor, but this is something that I know I see a lot of uh-huh. is when, you know, maybe the guy didn't have fully grasp what he was doing on that and what the problems yeah. that you are having.
Okay.
Yeah, his other projects could have looked right. The other project probably looked nice, but did they have the same application with the
yes,
existing concrete?
The same,
with the dry laid?
That part I don't know, but exactly. I saw the finished product, you know, and that's the one I chose. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Ed, I'm sorry about that.
I'll just try to approach him as tactfully as possible if he's still around. And is there a, and perhaps I should call Better Business Bureau and see if they have had any other situations like that. See, it is kind of unique but he should have known to guarantee me for sure that it would or would not.
This is true. Ed, thank you so much for the call. And maybe we're going to give out the information for Brian and Bill and their company Outdoor Upgrades. I'm sure they could actually come out and help and take a look at what's going on.
Where are you located?
We're in Clarendon Hills. Clarendon Hills, but we serve in the northern and western suburbs.
I'm in Joliet, Shorewood. Uh-huh.
Okay. Excellent. All right, Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You got it. All right. And we have a bunch more callers holding, folks. We do have to go to news. So I want you to hang on, though, because we would love to take your calls. Brian Casey and Bill Layton are here from, I don't know, I'm saying it all wrong, Bill. why don't you say it one more time for me?
Latinin.
Bill Latinin here from Outdoor Upgrades, here to answer your landscape questions and talk to us about how to create the perfect landscape.
Testing, uno, dos, tres, catorce.
He's the go-to guru for great design ideas.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's edgy. He's in your face.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
That's right. And today we're talking about improving your landscape. And joining me is Brian and Bill from Outdoor Upgrades, based in Clarendon Hills, correct? guys?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. All right. And we got a bunch of callers who want to know all about your expertise. They want to pick your brain, guys. You up for it?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right. So before we do that, your company's based in Clarendon Hills. Do you guys have a website?
Yep.
Yep.
What's the website?
Website's www.outdoorupgradesinc.com.
OutdoorUpgradesInc.com. These guys are award-winning landscape experts. They do over 20 years in high-end residential landscape, construction, and maintenance expertise for your landscape. You guys specialize in these like really cool jobs. I just looked at some pictures. I've seen your website. Really unique stuff. And I love the artistic styling that you put into it. As Brian, you're the kind of designer for this, right?
Right.
What goes into the process? Like when I'm approached, you know, for interior design, I have my method. How do you approach a client, you know, when it comes to landscape?
Yeah, there's a couple things they could do on the front end. Just really quick homework. Don't spend a lot of time on it. Get on sites like House, Pinterest, things along those lines. Look for images, just overall composition.
Inspiration, right?
Inspiration, but the overall composition of the look you're going for. Don't get tied into the details of what this plant is, what that hardscape material is. Just, hey, what's the look I'm going for? All we need to do, you show us that, we'll get a good idea on, is it linear that you like, curvilinear layout? Is it formal? Is it native? Just don't spend a lot of time on it. You're either going to like the image that you see or you're not. Pin the ones that you do like. Show us those. That gives us a ton of information that we could run with.
And that's like the new method. I mean, we do the same thing in interior these days. The old days of putting a big, huge presentation board together with all these material samples, it's kind of come and gone. There's no time for that anymore. It's like, all right, I saw this image on Google or Pinterest, and this is what I want, you know? Yeah. And now it's like, how much does it take to get there? And that's where you come in, Bill, right?
Right. Well, that's as soon as it's designed, sold, then it comes to me, and then I'll build it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Great team here. And guys, we have a bunch of questions. Let's take Mike. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling the show. What's your question?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question for you guys is, do you guys have any experience as a tree horticulturist?
Actually, when it comes to trees, we're talking large mature trees.
Well, here's what happened. During the spring, my trees got taken out by the windstorm, so I had to take them out completely.
Yep.
So I have to replant new ones.
Okay.
It's in the back of the house. Yeah, they were too close to the house.
Okay.
And they were split maples, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So probably a silver maple or something along those lines.
Right, exactly. So now I'm thinking along the lines of either a bur oak or a red oak.
Yeah.
Bur oak's great.
Yep, those are great trees.
You know what I mean? I know there's been problems with ash borers and stuff like that.
Yep.
And how far should I plant those trees if they're oaks away from the house?
Well, you know, so some of it is putting the right, you got to put the right plant in the right place. So first you have to determine what size do we have to work with here. So, you know, I don't know if you're putting in a place where ultimately it has to fit between your house and your neighbor's house. Do you have an idea?
No, I'm on five acres, so
okay,
I got
so
plenty
it's wide
of
open.
Right.
Okay. So if it's that wide open, you can pretty much go with whatever you want.
Away from the house. I mean, as far as
15,
away from
20
house,
feet,
like 40,
15, 20 feet away from the house.
Okay.
If you're going to do a nice big mature tree.
Because those roots could run some havoc, right on your
and
foundation.
You don't want the branching over your house and, you know, get the
shade.
That's
the thing. I mean, bur oaks can go really wide. I mean, they can go up to 40 feet wide on each side.
Right.
So, but also, too, I was wondering about bricks.
Okay.
Doing some brick work.
Okay.
Do you guys recommend, like, Unilock or anything like that? Or
We were just talking about that between the commercial break here, and I just installed, Mike, some Unilock on my front walk-up, and I can tell you I love it. Guys, what do you think?
Yeah, Unilock's a good product.
Great concrete paver.
Right.
You know, we probably do... Well, we do a lot of Unilock.
Yep.
But we do also do a lot more natural pavers, clay pavers. You know, there is a little difference between the concrete products and a natural or clay paver. So,
well, I guess the benefit of Unilock is that it's pre-sealed, right? So you never have to worry about losing that sheen. At least the line that I got has a little sheen to it, and it never fades, correct?
They're working on that color enhancement, but they still may lose color in 7 to 10 years.
Got it.
Clay products, natural stone, Those are timeless. They will not lose their color.
Yeah, got it. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. Let's keep on trucking here. We're going to talk to Nancy, and she wants to know where to plant her magnolia tree. Nancy, thanks for calling.
Well, I had planted a magnolia tree years ago. I've heard you should never plant a tree unless the month has an R in it. I know that sounds ridiculous, and I had a beautiful magnolia. I've only owned my house for 20 years. I planted a cherry tree and a magnolia tree, and the magnolia tree died. But should you not plant a tree in a month that doesn't have an R in it?
Well, you can't. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. You never heard that old saying, you should never plant a tree unless the month has an R in it.
Yeah, and just because I never heard it doesn't mean it's not true. Is that true, guys?
I haven't heard that one.
Never heard that.
January, February is a little rough. But.
Oh, like September, October. Yeah. But you shouldn't. And I want to plant another magnolia tree in the front yard because that tree died. Also, I have a sucker.
I got one of those too. It's called my wife. No, I'm kidding.
A big maple tree that's on the side of my house. From my neighbor lady, Tootie Crawl. And can I dig that up without killing it and move it? It's about 20 years old. And I didn't plant it there, but it was, quote unquote, a sucker. You know what I mean?
It sounds like a big tree if it's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Is it literally called a sucker
it's
tree?
It's a pretty damn big tree, and it's cutting into the side of the. I'd like to plant it either in the backyard for shade. Or in the front yard, can I have somebody dig that up without killing it?
I would say no, because if it's truly a sucker, it's growing off a rootstock or some seed, and a 20-year-old tree.
Can you guys tell me what a sucker is, really? I mean, I know a few in my lifetime, but I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
A sucker could be either like a rhizome coming up from the plant.
Well,
or,
I didn't plant the tree. It just kind of like was a...
Just happened.
Whatever, and it just...
Yeah,
like it's
they could blow in, they could blow in, take root, and start to grow.
Yeah, it
and
could be a
seed
or
fancy. That's crazy.
Hey, but you can't move a tree. You know, if the tree's 5-inch caliper, if you measure 12 inches above ground, if caliper of the tree's 5 inches or less, we could probably move it.
Oh, it's a humongous maple tree. It's a beautiful tree, but.
How much you want to spend to move it to?
Cutting into the house, you know.
Well, I can tell you what, Brian and Bill definitely have the company that could do it. Guys, why don't you give the website out again?
www.outdoorupgradesinc.com.
Hey, and Judy, do you like pizza?
Pardon?
Do you like pizza by chance?
Sure. Who doesn't like pizza?
I'm with you. Hey, do you want a Lou Malnati's gift certificate? Because, I mean, I feel so bad
for
you.
I love a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Well, I love pizza.
Well, boom. Here you go, Judy. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations and order online at loumalnati's.com. Hang on, and Dave will get your information, Judy, and we'll get you out one of those some pizzas. How about that?
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I enjoy the information I get on WGN Radio.
Well, we enjoy you listening. We appreciate that. Have a good Sunday.
Thank you so much.
All
it's pretty hot down here. It's near Pontiac.
It's pretty hot in here, too. We're steaming up the studio.
I can't wait till fall.
I can. I want to keep this warm weather, Judy. You crazy? You want that winter to come back? No way. All right, Judy.
I can't wait till the fall. Whatever.
All right. Stay away from those suckers, Judy. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. All right, guys. That was fun. This was great. You guys got to come back. A lot of people have more questions coming in. Unfortunately, our time is running out with Brian and Bill from Outdoor Upgrades. You can reach these guys at any time, though. They have a website. What's your phone number?
The phone number is 630-640-3991.
They work 24 hours a day. You can call them anytime, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're here on a Sunday.
Right.
But I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. It's been real. We're going to bring you back, though, because we do have some questions. You can always hit us up on our Facebook page on WGN Radio. You can also drop me a line at frank@frankfontana.net. I'll shoot some questions over to these guys for you and then or text them in. You back there, Dave?
I sure am. I'm trying to get our next guest over here, but I guess they're enjoying the weather.
Hey, while we're waiting, it's okay. I mean, we had a surprise visit from my executive producer, Colonel Achilles, is here. Hold on. Say hi, Colonel.
Hi, Colonel.
and you brought some guests with you. Who are these two little critters?
Well, they're the more important things that I produced. My kids are here.
Hi, we got Cassandra and Mac.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Yeah. You guys flew in from L.A. just to be on this show today, right?
No.
Oh, thanks for your honesty. I appreciate it. How old are you two?
I'm 10.
You're 10. Mac?
I'm 12.
Yeah.
Mac's almost 13. Cassandra's almost 10 13. Going on 17. And, yeah, Mac is 12 going on 12.
Yeah. And you know what? We brought you guys in on purpose because our show today is all about anti-aging, turning back the clock, not only in your home, but also in yourself as a human being, Colonel. And you, being from Hollywood and working in television your whole life, and being a former actor yourself, for those of you who don't know, Colonel was Alyssa Milano's husband on the hit show Who's the Boss?
That's true.
This is true. You were you starred in the movie Starship Troopers.
I did. I was in. I did both those things, and among many other shows,
and many other shows. And so, Colonel, and your kids have been witness to this their whole life. And Mac, we had a great time last night talking about your dad's role in Starship Troopers.
Oh no!
Should we talk about it or not?
Yes, we should.
We should? Should we? Yeah. I don't know. All right, so Colonel's big scene in Starship Troopers involved an insect, a giant. Have you ever seen the movie? Colonel, set the movie up.
Okay, so it's basically Robert Heinlein's book adapted into a movie, and it's alien bugs attack Earth in the future.
Giant alien bugs.
Giant alien bugs.
Right.
And so it's like a fascistic army.
Yeah.
Goes out to fight the alien bugs,
right?
And that's basically the movie. We go out into space. We're with guns ablazing,
and you're part of this youthful team that goes and tries to save the Earth.
I mean, Frank, they called the movie when it was out. They called it Melrose Space because it was you talk about like a youthful army. It was you had
a
lot of
hot
people.
LA actors, right? I got
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So in part of the movie,
men and women showering together
in that movie, really?
Yeah.
Gosh. Adult for these children.
Yeah.
But in the movie, something odd happens to you, your character.
Yes, well, I played Sergeant Gillespie in the movie, and I was, at one point, I was grabbed by this giant hornet, and it put me over a rock, and it stung me.
It stung you in the buttocks.
Stinger, in the buttocks, yes.
Right.
It bent me over a rock and stung me in the buttocks.
But you didn't know necessarily how this would play out until you were brought in for the edit, correct?
I didn't know. All I knew, because, you know, the bug wasn't really there. It was a digital bug. So
yeah.
when I went in for the audio session to lay my voice over the actual image,
right.
That's the first time I saw what happened. And I was, like, screaming, and I look up, and I see the bug violate me. And I stopped. I said, what? And I told the director, I said, Paul Verhoeven was the director. I said, I got stabbed in the butt. And he's like,
I got stabbed in the butt by a hornet.
Well, of course you did. It's got a stinger right there. So it stabs you. I was like, oh, God. I would have acted differently. I would have swatted or something.
No, but so the director pulls you aside and says to you, no, Colonel, this is purposefully done. I mean,
yeah.
the insect is... Is
endowed.
Endowed.
Yes.
And he likes you. So your response is okay. And then he says, well, do you mind voicing it a little differently?
Yeah, he didn't want me to scream. He's like, you know, Colonel, you know the part where the bug, you know, stabs you in the butt? He says, I think you would like it a little bit. Instead of you would say, ooh, ooh. And so I did. I did the next take I did. I was like screaming. I was like, ooh. And that is the take they use in the movie. So if you watch that movie.
Yeah,
that
go back to Starship Troopers, watch that scene, and you'll see Colonel making love to a giant insect.
And Frank and kids, it was very similar to my part on Who's the Boss?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. It
right,
was very
exactly.
Different. Very different.
So kids, you grow up with this dad who's in Hollywood and stuff like that, and he's obviously a good-looking guy. And not so much?
No.
Really? Oh, no. Gosh.
You're killing me, kid.
Was he vain? I mean, did he, like, take care of himself? He worked out all the time? He always put, like, a little moisturizer on his face,
honestly,
right?
Honestly, Frank, let me tell you. People say I am maybe the most humble person in the world who's
you are.
Ever lived.
Yeah. You are. But your kids don't
wouldn't
seem
you say
to
that,
so,
kids?
No, oh, yeah, you're
not,
totally
not
humble.
Even, no.
No.
You're not even close to humble.
Are you kidding?
Far
me?
From
Look
it.
Look at him. He's so humble.
So, Colonel, in your opinion, in Hollywood, what are the secrets that you could recall that people use to stay young?
You know, Hollywood fascinates me because in L.A., people are just beautiful and they stay young forever. It's true. Yeah. But it seems like guys and girls have different techniques. Like, yeah. I look at I just see a woman's bathroom. And to me, it's like I'm walking into, like, the wizarding world of Harry Potter. There's, like, all kinds of potions and cauldrons and stuff. I don't even want to go
like
in there.
Cryofacials.
Yes.
Like we're doing today on this show.
Yeah. Right? Me, I've got a bar of soap. Yeah. I got shampoo and toothpaste.
Deodorant occasionally.
Yeah.
Right.
Occasionally. It depends. Yeah. You know, it's a big night. Yeah.
Well, you work with a lot of reality stars now as a producer. Mm-hmm. And you must see it. I mean, what are these women that you work with? Patty Stinger, right? From Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
And you look at Kathy Griffin. She's one. She's great for this topic because, I mean, I don't even know how old Kathy Griffin is. She looks amazing. But she looks amazing.
Yeah,
I've seen her routine. She's it's like a pit crew coming in there, like a
right.
Like to put her together, and she's always been open about that on the show and showing that stuff.
She owns that. She owns her plastic surgery and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Interesting. So, kids, let me ask you, what does it take to stay young, Cassandra? Why don't you tell us? Like, what would be your secret sauce?
There is no secret sauce. You are just young
and stress free. Do you think it's stress? How much do you think stress plays into aging?
I don't know.
You do
10.
Know. Yes, you do.
I don't know.
You're very smart for a 10-year-old. Mac, how about you?
You
look you're very young looking for 10, let me tell you.
For 10? 12.
12, I'm sorry, 12. There you go.
Mac,
see?
And Cassandra, they always make fun of me. I have a younger brother who's 2 years younger than me, and my hair is gray.
Yeah.
Going
white.
Gray. Yeah. And my white. Younger brother, who has not a care in the world.
His hair's
completely black.
Black. Fine. Really?
Yeah, not a care in the world. And they always ask me, they're like, why is your hair going gray and Uncle Richie's not? I'm like,
yeah, do you see what we do?
What should I do for a living?
I mean, kids, you live with your dad. He's a big producer. You see, you've been around us enough to know the craziness of producing television, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't warrant the gray hair?
I don't know. Maybe he's just very old and...
Very old? That's your
person.
Dad.
Just old.
Gosh.
He's rotting away.
I am, you know...
They just threw you right on the bus on radio.
Thank God for my powerful ego. Yes. I'm impervious to these insults.
My shield.
I'm shielded.
I'm shielded. You kids are too much. This is awesome. Well, you know, thanks for filling a couple minutes here. I appreciate you stopping by. You going to hang out for a little while?
Yeah, we're going to hang out if you don't mind. We'll just stay and watch you.
Definitely.
And I want to see what's coming up. It looks like some really
fun
things are about to happen.
Well, let me tell you what's coming up, right? We are going to be doing cryofacial toning in studio. We have a model that's joining us shortly here. The model is Marialen Magaña. She's a radio and TV personality, vocalist, and she's in the band Los Picados, Sins of Mary.
Woo!
Here she is, Marialena.
Oh, yeah, she can definitely speak
her
mind.
¿Qué onda, mama? She can what?
She could definitely speak her mind. That's what we needed. We needed a model that can definitely speak their mind to see how they feel about this.
Great. She's running to the restroom. She's scared. Am I going to be able to do this, too? I really need to be freshened up. I have a big shoot. My producer's here. He's a lot of pressure.
She's first.
Yo, she could be first. I'm saying before you leave, I need some cryofacial going on.
I think you should probably get a cryofacial.
All right,
maybe
cool.
We'll get you out to the leech.
That would be great. I'd love to do that. You got to work on your DJ skills, Dave.
Trace, Catorce.
He's the go-to guru for great design ideas.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's edgy. He's in your face.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement.
Hey there, it's me, Frank Fontana, and my half a DJ, Dave Miranda.
You know what? I'm gone for a week, and then this technology really, really plays a game with me.
Dude, they didn't change the technology. You just hit the wrong button. It's called the left button, not the right button.
Yeah.
Hey, so you were playing a little bit of music coming into that. And who is that music from?
That's from The Sins of Mary, our model for our cryofacial today.
Marialen Magaña is here right now. She's getting frozen as we speak. joining me on the mic is Randy Moxie, brand manager for Elite Wellness and Bristol Performance Center. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Frank. Thank you so much for having us on today.
Yeah, my pleasure. So you might hear some noise in the background, folks. And if you want to check this out online, you can go to wjnradio.com/watch, and you can watch this entire procedure taking place because we're focusing on our anti-aging special. And Randy brought Hannah Harrison, the cryofacial specialist, correct? From your facility.
From Elite, yes.
From Elite. Why don't we get into a little bit of what Elite does?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the treatment itself.
Okay, no problem. Elite Wellness Highland Park is one of the most comprehensive holistic wellness centers in the country, with about 25 holistic wellness centers all offered under one roof. So we have everything from acupuncture to cryotherapy to infrared sauna. We have a chiropractor on site, a health coach, a soft tissue specialist. We have Zen Shiatsu massage, cranial sacral. There are many different holistic offerings all in one place. We also have a wellness store where you can get your therapeutic essential oils, your
supplements
yeah. And everything is all included in the wellness store. So it's really kind of a holistic wellness concierge service. Then on the other side is Bystel Performance Center, and that's one of the most comprehensive private personal gyms in training centers in the country. And so together, you can't find anywhere like this in the country with all of these offerings under one roof. So we're starting a wellness revolution, and thank you so much for having us on your show today.
It's my pleasure. I'm completely into it. Obviously, I love anti-aging, the whole idea of it. I am trying to find ways every day to look younger.
Yes, and we absolutely have many ways that can help make you look younger. Obviously, having a longer, leaner, more sculpted physique with the Bystel Performance Center is one way that you can combat, you know, the travels of time over your body. But also on the Elite side, we do have cosmetic acupuncture. We do have the cryofacial. We have the infrared sauna and the full body cryotherapy. And all of those are non-invasive ways. You don't have to get chemical injected into your face. You don't have to go under the knife. Mm-hmm. You can just go under the ice.
Let's talk about going on the ice. It's become, you know, I've seen it in the sports world. You're
Absolutely.
Seeing it in the celebrity world in Hollywood. The basis of cryogenics, the basis of cryofacial, tell us about it.
Right. So it's not an old idea. You know, the idea of cold therapy has been around for many, many years. But the cryotherapy actual machinery and devices is basically taken it to the highest tier technology, and you can have the benefits, even more benefits, of an ice bath in 3 minutes in a cryo chamber. It decreases inflammation, it decreases pain, it tightens the skin, it increases your metabolism, it increases your libido, and it helps you sleep better than you've ever slept.
Hey now. Really? Colonel, did you hear that? Increases your libido. Not that you have issues with your libido or anything, I'm just saying. You might want to keep that on your little notepad there.
Absolutely. So there are lots of anti-aging benefits to the cryotherapy for sure.
Would you do this, Colonel?
I would. The way you're describing it, I definitely would. I mean, not just for the libido, but
for everything else.
Everything else, yeah.
I mean, how much is inflammation? I mean, we know inflammation wreaks havoc on the body cells.
It really does.
And is this temporary? I mean, is it a quick fix, or is this something that over the course of time, the inflammation will remain away?
Well, it actually activates your body's natural healing systems. So whenever you're first starting out for the cryofacial, for example, you want to do 10 sessions in a row at least once a week to kind of take years off of your face. And then you just need to come back for maintenance maybe once or twice a month for the cryofacials. And the same for the cosmetic acupuncture. Now, as far as the full body cryotherapy sessions, this is something that's really particular to each person's system. It depends on their health history, their background, whether they've had surgery, et cetera, et cetera. And that's one of the great things about Elite Wellness is they treat every single person that walks in the door according to what their body's needs are. So we have some women that are dealing with hot flashes that come in once a week and it keeps them at bay. But then others that are dealing with the same thing need to come in a couple of times a week to keep them at bay. There are some people that are recovering from surgery or avid athletes that want to exercise and train more. So they go in for cryotherapy after their training session, and then they can go back and train the next day instead of having to take a day off.
You see that with a lot of MMA athletes.
Absolutely.
Because they're taking a huge pounding on their bodies, their joints. Especially in jiu-jitsu, you're getting twisted in all sorts of directions. So I've seen that a lot. Maria Elena, how are you feeling right now? Let's check in with our model as she's getting her cryofacial here in studio, in WGN Studios. Thumbs up I'm seeing so far. Is it painful?
Not at all. It's really cold. I feel like I'm having an ice cream headache.
She's getting an ice cream headache, and that's the extent of it. I mean, I take that if it turns back the clock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It tightens the face. It decreases fine lines.
Are you feeling the face tightening?
It's starting barely a little bit. Like it's between a 1 and a 10. You're starting to feel the tightness, just like when you go out in a cold Chicago morning.
Yes.
You feel that woof of cold air. That's
right.
Exactly what it feels like.
So you, in essence, what you're saying is we could, during the winters here in Chicago, get free cryotherapy by walking out our door, because I don't currently, you've never been here in a winter. It's cold.
It is very cold.
It's right here.
There is a benefit to living in a place that's regularly cold, because that does obviously naturally decrease inflammation. But the localized cryotherapy, where you're putting it on a specific area of the body, does activate the body's natural collagen systems and rejuvenation process.
What's the temperature right now that wand is outputting
For the localized cryotherapy wand, it's about 30 degrees.
Below?
For the large tube, it's negative 250.
Wow. So right now it's at 30 below zero, correct? Yeah, so it's 30 below, getting blown on her face right now.
Yes.
I would say last winter we had at least a 20 below.
Right.
And it was brutal. It's like you can't breathe. Your nose boogers freeze up.
But it's actually very comfortable, and it doesn't get in your boogers. She keeps it away from your nose. And to me, I do this at least once or twice a week, and I'm so used to it now, it's almost relaxing. It's very calming, especially in the summer when it's 90 yeah. degree heat. It makes you feel great. But after a while, it just gets so, there's kind of like a very nice little flow to it, and it just kind of zens you out, and you just let your body kind of rejuvenate. It's really powerful.
That looks really cool. I mean, it's like something out of Star Trek.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Very cool. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to learn the deeper benefits of cryofacial toning. And I'd like to try it myself. I don't know how this is going to work. It's kind of loud, but I want to feel my frozen face. Remind me of the winters here in Chicago.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. We're here till 3 o'clock. The boys from the beat are coming up after that. And in studio right now, for the first time ever anywhere, we have someone getting a frozen face. That's right. Cryofacials are happening in studio. Joining me is Randy Moxie, brand manager for Elite Wellness and Bristol Performance Center. Randy, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're having a great time. Maria's looking gorgeous.
She is. She does look younger.
She does.
I mean, this is crazy. So let's talk about money here. What does something like this cost?
Well, we're actually the most affordable in the area that offers this service. So the initial cryofacial treatment is only $35.
That's not bad. I was expecting more than that.
I know. And every session thereafter is about $40. And we do have packages where if you buy 10, you get one free, because you do need to do the 10 sessions, you know, kind of clustered together to take the years off and then just do a couple a month for maintenance.
Now, the statement "take the years off" is a bold statement. So let's talk about that a little bit more, because, you know, people in the anti-aging industry get a bad rap a lot for using bold terms.
Right.
Why, in your opinion, is this warranted, and you feel really comfortable saying that?
I feel really comfortable saying it because I do it. I mean, I'm living proof. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And how old are you? 72?
Yes, I'm 72, and I look 25, and it's all because of cryofacial therapy.
Right, exactly.
But I was a former Mrs. Illinois. And I smiled pretty much for a year straight, and I had some pretty significant smile lines after my year. And I started.
So that's true. The smile, because my mother-in-law doesn't smile, and she says it's because she doesn't want to get lines. I always think because she's unhappy, but.
I can't speak to your mother-in-law, but I can speak to smiling a lot equals smile lines. And so if you're full of expression, and that does. It marches on across your face a little bit. And so I got some acupuncture sessions on my face, and it took away my smile lines. And then I started doing the cryofacial treatments after the cosmetic acupuncture sessions, and it would just enhance the results that much more. So I can say it with confidence because I actually have seen the results personally myself. Now, it's different for everyone. I mean, some people are in the sun all the time and they're significantly older than I am, so it may take a little longer. It may take a few more sessions, but it does show a definite, the first time you do it, it does show a definite difference, and if you continue it on.
Well, let's see. Marty Elena just stood up. So come closer to the mic, and let's talk about this. Why don't you actually hop on one of these mics over here. And you just finished with your first session.
The first half.
The first half of the session. So, Marilena, tell me how are you feeling and what was your experience so far?
It's very hydrating, even though it's cold. Mm-hmm. It's hydrating. Now, from when I was feeling, she was trying different sessions or different
temperatures.
So it goes from a 1 to a 9. So I think we were like at a 5.
Right.
Feels really, really cool. It not only cool as in, wow, it's awesome, but cool, you know, with the whole
like,
sense.
But like when you walk out of the door and it's like 5 below and wind's hitting your face, that kind of cool?
You just told us that you don't even spend the winters here with us. So you, what do you know about the cold winters?
I do. I know. I've been here.
Let me tell you about the cold winters in Chicago. Yeah, but it does. It does feel like that when you first open the door and you get that woof of cold air, but without the burn.
Yeah.
You know, because being in Chicago, you feel that burn afterwards, that everything starts chilling and everything starts feeling tightness and not the right type of tightness, that it even gets like that burn of, oh my, it's not like that. It's very hydrating, which is amazing because it's cold.
Right.
So it's not like a Canadian cold.
Right.
You know,
it's very comfortable. It's very almost comforting cold.
It is.
Yes.
And it goes all through and I love this and I'm looking forward to doing my other half. Not my other half as my boyfriend, my other half on my face. Right.
Definitely absolutely not for your boyfriend.
And right? Halfway through, we have our clients actually look at the selfie mode on their phone.
Did you take a selfie before?
Yes, I just did.
And,
yeah. and before,
you'll be able to see the jawline on one side is a lot more toned, and you'll be able to see the difference right away under the eyes, your under eye circles, your under eye wrinkles. Those are the things that people notice right away, and then they take pictures and they show their friends. They're like, look, halfway through, it's awesome. So it is really, you can see results, as I said, right away, and of course, more over time.
And Hannah, you do this, you are the actual tech on this all the time.
Yes.
What has been the most miraculous before and after you performed?
I'd say, well, my favorite client, she had pretty severe rosacea on her face to the point where it was holding her back from public speaking, going to seminars, all these things she wanted to do. She came in for about 3 weeks straight, I'd say like 5 times a week, and I literally watched it go away.
So it cured the rosacea?
It's gone.
All but, wow.
Yeah, she had been going to a dermatologist for 6 years, twice a year.
Wow.
Tried all sorts of meds. Like,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. She was ecstatic.
So for people with high blood pressure who get that red face, mm-hmm. does this also help with that too?
Yes, if you are prone to red face or rosacea, the cold therapy does help on your face. You do have to stay away from the full body cryotherapy if you have severe hypertension, any heart issues, if you're pregnant or have Raynaud's. But other than that,
what's a Raynaud?
Raynaud's is a disease that affects circulation
in the extremities.
Okay.
So this is perfect for those, for example, and I'm one of those weight loss, you know, because it does affect the face eventually.
Right.
Sun exposure. I'm an enthusiast. Motorcycle.
Wait, when you say weight loss, what do you mean? Like it helps with weight loss? Or?
Well, the collagen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, well, for the full body cryotherapy, it stimulates your metabolism, which is great to help and assist in your weight loss goals. But whenever women are losing weight, as she mentioned, your face can kind of get kind of a sallow appearance. It can kind of, you know, have that extra skin where the weight's lost and your body kind of takes longer to recover that. This does stimulate the face's natural collagen and rejuvenation process. And so it does tighten up that skin a lot quicker than nature would.
Interesting. Now, Walt Disney is supposedly frozen somewhere, correct?
I cannot speak to Walt Disney or your mother-in-law or any of these other things you're trying to get me to speak about.
Colonel, do you know if Walt Disney is frozen anywhere? Do we have... No.
It's not his week to watch Walt Disney's Frozen
Corpse. Hollywood doesn't allow me to divulge.
That's funny. I mean, there's a lot of science coming out in the world of cryogenics and cryofacials and also in the anti-cancer world. You know, cancer is based on inflammatory response in the body. And the idea that if you can curb inflammation, this could be an interesting development, you know. I'd like to follow this a little bit further. More selfishly, I'd like to, you know, get it on my face so I can look younger.
Yeah. 25. We're going for 25.
25.
Yes, and that's the goal.
You know, I could. How you doing, folks out there? Good to see you. I could tell you do have a different kind of glow about you.
Really?
From when I met you first in the...
2 hours ago.
2 hours? No, seriously. It is interesting because and I didn't like, you know, I didn't like sit there and analyze your face, but you definitely have a little bit more of a supple look to it, a little bit of a sheen. Is that normal?
Right. Yeah, we had a new bride come in. It was so cute. She came in the next day and she said, I went home and my fiance, who doesn't notice anything, just said, you look so much brighter and prettier. And we have a lot of clients say that they feel airbrushed when they walk out afterwards after a cryofacial treatment. So you are absolutely, along with everyone else, you can see it right away.
I love this
stuff. It does feel a little tighter. Mm-hmm. It feels tight, but not that tightness where it's uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, so it does feel a little bit tighter, and it feels like you don't even want to touch it because you feel like you've just been done, like airbrushed it. That was perfectly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. And we're going to follow up this conversation with cryofacials with hydrating, obviously, ladies, is super important to looking young. Would you
absolutely
agree?
Yes.
If you drink too much water and do a cryofacial, do you freeze? Like an
no. Ice cube? We actually encourage you to drink as much water as you can before and after the procedure to actually stimulate your body's natural processes and kind of go even further in helping the anti-aging process. Awesome.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in the studio. How can folks find more information about this process?
They can visit us at EliteSTW.com.
EliteSTW.com. And your facility's in Highland Park?
Yes, it is. 1200 Old Skokie Valley Road.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll learn how to increase the anti-aging effect after you've done your cryofacial with hydrating the proper way. All right, folks, it's close to news time. Before we do that, our friends here at Elite want to give away some full-body cryotherapy.
Oh, I can take two.
Sessions. You want to? Yeah, I'm going to keep one for myself here. And here's the benefits of cryotherapy. Increased energy levels, cellulite reduction, tighter and healthier skin, stronger and fuller hair and nails, fewer skin blemishes. God, what doesn't this thing do?
You know what? I wonder for those that get those nasty thing called hickeys, I wonder if this is perfect.
Hickey?
I wonder if this is perfect for that, because some people,
From Kaniki. I mean, what generation are you living in, my friend?
Well, you see those every now and then.
Who gives hickeys anymore?
You just walk around and you see people in public transportation every now and then. You're like, what?
Public transportation?
Yeah, when I take the train, sometimes I see and I'm like, ooh, especially on Mondays.
You had a good
you're like,
night.
Whoa,
yeah, hey.
Somebody had a good weekend.
I haven't heard of a hickey in a long time.
I know, but they exist. I see them.
It is not a mystery. They do exist.
Randy, I'm sure they probably, because they say use a cold spoon. I remember back in the day they used to say, use a cold spoon to get rid of the hickey.
You just get a cryofacial.
Well, as we had mentioned before, it does help with redness, but I really don't want a slew of people with hickeys showing up to get fixed. So.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away three
full body cryotherapy sessions.
And here's how we're going to do it. The seventh caller, right? The second caller, so we're going to do 7-2 for 7-20, we'll get one of these giveaways. And the phone lines are ringing like crazy already, folks, so get on there. The seventh and the second caller, Dave will be taking those calls right now, and boom, it's lighting up like crazy. A lot of people interested in this cryo anti-aging process, including myself. Thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
us. All right. Hey, it's the Frank Fontana Show. Good song here. Very appropriate for our next guest.
It's called Hydrate.
Did you write that song?
I composed it.
You did.
Thanks to YouTube.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. We're joined with Amanda O'Neill, and she's an expert on hydrating. And her product is, she's with Contigos, right?
Correct, yes. Hello, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show, Amanda. So it's dead summer. It's uber hot out. How important is it for people to really be cognizant of the amount of water they're drinking?
So obviously it's of huge importance. I mean, staying hydrated is one of the key metrics in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Being dehydrated can lead to headaches, lack of concentration. It can allow you to feel like you're hungry when you're actually just thirsty. Your skin is your largest organ, obviously.
It's interesting you say that, because I tell my son all the time, like I always coach him to drink more water. Kids are really tough because they're playing all the time. They don't want to stop. I'm constantly like, son, come over here, drink a little bit. He doesn't want to, and he runs away. But then he's always like, late at night, I'm hungry. And I know you're not hungry because you just ate. It's got to be that he's dehydrated.
Correct.
And it could sneak up on you real quick, right?
Yes, especially when it's hot and humid out.
So how do we combat this? What should be the procedure of proper hydration for both adults and kids during the summer?
So the daily recommended hydration goal is calculated by taking your body weight and dividing it in half. So, for example, a 150-pound person would drink about 75 ounces of water a
day. Which
is
approximately how many liters, would you say?
It's 75 ounces, I'm not sure the liter conversion.
Well, let's see. We got
but it's about
33 fluid ounces is a quart. 1.8 fluid ounces is a liter. So I try to drink at least 4 of these a day, which equates to just about a gallon. Is that too much water? Can you drink too much water?
The general population's not really going to drink too much water. I mean, again, especially in the summer months when you're outdoors, you're active, you're sweating, you know, it's really important that you're putting that water back into your body.
Sure. And, you know, obviously having a container to go with you on the go is the secret to maintaining proper hydration, right?
Correct.
All right. And your company is Contigo.
Yes. So we are based just down the street in the Loop. And all of our water bottles are designed and engineered in Chicago. So we work very cross-functionally to solve unmet consumer needs and provide convenient bottles for on the go.
And they're stylish, too. They come in a variety of colors and a different function per item you're brought in here. Let's talk about the one I'm holding now here.
Yep, that's our Auto Seal Chill water bottle, and that has our patented Auto Spout technology. So you press the button to drink.
So just to describe to you folks that are not watching on WGNRadio.com/watch, I'm holding the 20-ounce water container from Contigo. And the cool part about this, you know, there's a lot of other water, you know, containers out there. And this has this button on the back. It's the auto seal. And when you press it, it actually opens the front spout of it. You see that, Dave? See how it opens the spout? So that when you're on the go, say you're jogging, you're walking, or you have it in your purse, like you would, Dave, it always, you know, my water bottles always leak, like if I have it in a container like this.
Completely leak and spill proof when the button is not pressed.
So it actually, when the button's pressed, it pulls back a seal, and then when it closes up, it's literally airtight.
Correct.
And then on top of that, you have a flip top that is a backup system, correct?
Yes, and that's great to protect the drink interface when you're on your commute to work or when you're, you know, kind of getting out of the house through the morning juggle, we like to call it. So just making sure that that's covered and no germs are getting in.
And as far as keeping the water cool, tell me about the technology.
Yep, so this is our Thermalock vacuum insulation. So this stainless steel water bottle, it keeps beverages cold up to 18 hours.
Okay, and the you know, everyone freaks out about the type of materials and type of plastics that are used in these. Tell me about what you guys use in yours.
Everything that we manufacture and sell is all BPA-free. So between our plastic, stainless steel, and glass water bottles.
So even if it's in a hot car, it won't take on any kind of toxic.
Correct. It won't leach.
Awesome. Leach. That's the word I was looking for. Leaching. The toxic leaching. And now I see a couple of the containers you have going on here. Tell me about the protein shaker, because I drink protein drinks all the time, and that's kind of one of the things I hate lugging around. I need a proper container.
Okay, so we have our Shake and Go Fit with storage. So for somebody who is going to be making their protein shake on the go, we have a bottom storage cup that holds 2 servings of protein.
And so you can put your powder in the storage underneath. That's smart.
Correct. Correct. And then when you're ready to make it, you just drop it into the container. We have a weighted shaker ball and a rounded bottom design.
Can I see that?
Sure. Yep.
This is cool. So the shaker ball goes where?
The shaker ball goes into the container, and it's weighted. So that, in conjunction with the rounded bottom.
And that's not in here right now.
It's not. No. Okay. It helps to shake and mix the protein effectively. And that also has our taste guard construction. So the material that's made from won't retain the taste of your previous protein shake. You can rinse that out and use it.
This is BPA free as well.
Exactly. Everything we make is BPA free.
And I see like on this one has a measuring gauge on it too, which
correct.
Is, you know, if you're into bodybuilding and or fitness and you do shakes, it's really important to know like how many, is it 8 ounces or 10 ounces?
Exactly.
So that's great. And I'd like to, let me see that attachment that goes on the bottom. So this just is solely for holding your protein powder.
Well, on the go. Correct.
On the go. That's smart because if you pre-mix sometimes, it just gets funky.
Exactly.
Like in some of the instant dissolving protein powders, this would be a perfect choice. What are the retail on some of the products here?
So the one you're holding in your hand is $12.99. And again, relative to some of the competition on the market that's made in a different material, it's not going to maintain the taste or the odor of the protein shakes over time.
Got it. And Contigo, is that are you guys manufactured here in Illinois?
We are manufactured in Asia, but everything is designed and engineered in Illinois, in the Loop, in the Chicago
that's great.
Loop.
Yep. That's awesome. Now, when we're talking anti-aging, our whole show is pretty much dedicated to reversing the aging process today, both in your home and your physical being. teas have been such a huge trend. You're seeing, yes. Like, I've just finished drinking an Asian green tea,
yes,
from Argo. But I like to brew my own. I like to, you know, on the go, have my own little packets that I'll throw into hot water. You guys have a system for that, correct?
We do. With our West Loop Auto Seal travel mugs, so this also leverages our Auto Seal leak and spill proof technology for on the go, we have our tea infuser. So you can fill this with either a bag of tea or loose leaf tea and snap that into the bottom of the lid and take that on the go. When you're done steeping, you just easily remove it. And it comes with a little storage cup that you can then store the tea infuser.
That's
with.
Fantastic. Yes. And does the exterior of that bottle get hot if I put like? Because I like my tea piping hot.
So this is vacuum insulated as well. So this is going to keep your drinks hot for 6 hours and cold, I believe, for 12.
That's fantastic.
And obviously, the antioxidants in green tea have huge anti-aging and health benefits. It basically creates or prevents your body's version of rust.
The fresher, the better when it comes to a tea.
Correct. Right? And again, for that busy, active consumer who, you know, is rushing out the door in the morning to get on their way, this is a great product.
This is fascinating information, Amanda. I love it. Where can people buy the product?
These are sold at most mass retailers as well as GoContigo.com.
You can buy online directly?
Yes. Yep. At GoContigo.com.
I love it. Yep. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks
we
for having me.
Appreciate it. Give the website one more time.
It's GoContigo.com.
GoContigo.com. Go check it out, folks. They have a cool line, lots of interesting colors. And if you're into protein shakes, check out the protein. There's one last thing on the far right corner. What is
yes.
that before I let you go?
This is our Auto Spout On The Go infusing bottle. So for people that have trouble getting their daily allowance of water and they think water is a little bit boring,
yeah.
We have our infuser. So basically you can just remove the bottom cup and fill that with fruits and herbs. And the
Or lemons or lemons, limes, cucumbers.
Limes. Yeah. Exactly. We have a couple recipes inside as
Sweet.
Well to give our consumers a couple ideas. And then you basically just fill the bottom cup with fruit and steep it for a bit and then add your cold water and you've got a great infused bottle on the go.
I like the way they just popped
yes,
up like
this
that.
Has our auto spout technology. So some consumers prefer the chug, some consumers prefer the straw. So you just press the button and the straw spout pops up.
Cool.
And it's just easy to sip out of on the go.
I love this kind of technology. It's good stuff. Thank you, Amanda. I appreciate it.
Thanks again, Frank.
You got it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do have another gift to give away. Let's see here, Dave. What is that? The oil change? Is that what that is?
Yes, we have an oil change. We already gave the Illuminati's away. Now we have the oil change.
That's right. It's a free oil change from Cassidy Tire and Service Centers, family-owned and operated since 1914, with 15 convenient locations throughout Chicagoland. Visit the Cassidy Tire and Service Experts for the best price on tires and the best service. Find them online at CassidyTire.com. And, Dave, what should we do for this giveaway? Did you come up with anything creative?
Why don't we say, who is our singer guest today? Who is our special guest today?
Yeah, who is our special guest who's getting her face cryoed off as we speak? Frozen solid.
Yep, 312-981-7200.
All right, welcome back to the show. What do you do with more crying? I like it.
The only time that's me, myself, and I cry.
That is the voice of our guest and cryofacial model, Marielena. How do you feel? Hold on here. Let me get you up and running. Go ahead.
I feel younger.
You do? You look younger.
I feel like I'm flushed. You know that flushy feeling
like you
that you
did
get?
A shot of tequila kind of flush? Maybe a cryofacial of tequila could be the magic formula right
there. Hey, there you go. Yeah, as long as you stay hydrated, why not?
Exactly. Does tequila hydrate, though?
Not at all.
No.
But after the whole show that we just had today,
I think you might need a shot.
You might need a shot.
Sorry. So all joking aside, how do you feel? Do you feel refreshed? Do you feel cool?
I do feel refreshed. I do feel cool. All of the above. But also, there's something, I don't know if it's the whole stimulating, feel energized.
Yeah. You feel good?
Yeah.
Like you can run a marathon right now?
Not really the marathon, but...
I feel like you walk across the room gingerly.
But yeah.
Yes. Well,
but
let's talk about your
like
face, though.
You.
I mean, you do have a nice glow to you. Does your chin feel tighter?
My cheeks
your
feel
cheeks.
Tighter. Yes. Not the chin. I feel the cheeks a little bit tighter. I do feel like that natural face pull, I guess you could say.
I'm trying to look at you over a computer.
Right over.
Let me see. Yeah.
I know.
Let's see, smile, see if you looks like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where you'll be able to tell. You know, those
Let me see, smile.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. I can see. I mean, you look smoother is what I see. Like, I think they're right. It's that lack of inflammation look where you just kind of smooth. You look like you just woke up nice and fresh. You have no makeup on.
Right.
Which is great. So, yeah, listen, maybe a couple more sessions, you will look 12.
Maybe a couple more.
You know?
So this one only took me down to, what, 30?
Yeah, you're about 30. 30 now.
I'll take it. Why not?
Right, exactly.
They're waiting for you, though.
No, they're packing up. I wanted to. It seems like a much more lengthy process. I think they might need a giant machine for me.
It is. They're saying 15 minutes on each side of your face.
Yeah.
And I did do the before and after picture so we could be able to tell. I'm sold, though, because of the three top
things that
I told
you. You going to go back for more sessions?
I do want to.
Go with Frank, because they're expecting Frank as well, so you could probably go with Frank.
There you go.
We'll carpool.
I'll pick you up at LaGrange.
I love it.
Pick you up on my bike.
There you go. I'll just jump on the back of your bike.
There's a lot of things that help you for aging, because when you're at home, not only you're eating, not only what treatments you get, but also there's things in your home that you need to keep cool, and that definitely keeps you younger as well.
Look at you. You're just making a transition here. Joining us on the phone is Roy. I'm going to screw up the last name, but Kuzera? Is that correct?
Yes.
Hey, Roy, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
So, Roy, I don't know if you've been listening. I'm great. Thank you. We've been talking about cryogenics and cryofacials, and we're wanting to know if there is a cryo-cooling system yet from Fujitsu. Is this possible?
There's not a cryo-cooling system, but we have systems that will keep you cool.
Well, let's talk about it, because this is a time of year where people are blowing their HVAC left and right. I replaced one not too long ago. And so tell us about some of the newest technology out there from Fujitsu.
Yeah, we are a ductless mini-split manufacturer. Mini-splits are ductless heating and cooling systems that allow you to control temperature in individual rooms or spaces. In doing so, you not only customize your home comfort, but saving a significant amount on your energy by controlling the temperatures to individual rooms rather than the entire house. Fujitsu makes some of the most energy-efficient models on the market. We have one that's up to 33 SEER in efficiency, which is about 2.5 times more efficient than the 13 SEER government mandate.
Now, how do these work? Because I've been hearing a lot of buzzword, and as a designer and a home renovation expert, you know, people are requesting these more often than not these days versus a full-blown, you know, HVAC gut job, new ducts and everything. Why is it so special? Why do people why is this product in such high demand?
Just mini splits alone will be able to save you 25% to 30% off your utility bills. Ductwork itself is one of the largest loss in a air conditioning system. You generate nice cold temperature at where the refrigerant begins in your home, which is in the air handler or above your furnace in your house. But by the time the air gravitates through the ductwork to its farthest register, that temperature has warmed up significantly. So you're paying to cool the ductwork in the walls and attic in spaces that you don't live. A ductless mini split winds up putting the units in the living space, allowing them to condition much more efficiently and allow you the ability to zone. So you can add a single zone to a new sunroom or an addition on your home, or you can replace an entire central air system and have as many as 8 indoor units tied to 1 outdoor unit, giving you 8 individual rooms of comfort.
But does that mean 8 individual thermostats, or how are you controlling all 8 rooms?
Yep, 8 individual wireless temperature controllers, or you could have a wired one if you wanted it to be permanently affixed. And on our 8-zone system, we even have a central controller, which allows you to control all the rooms from one controller, say in your master bedroom. So at night, you could shut down the rooms that you're not occupying or set the temperature up or down to allow you to gain additional savings.
Well, I mean, and you know what put the icing on the cake for me is if you guys were able to actually hook this up to your phone or your tablet.
We actually can do that.
You're kidding.
We have a Wi-Fi control that allows the systems to operate through the cloud. So when you know that you're coming home, you want to have the house be nice and cool before you get there. You got an uncertain schedule. You're able to turn the temperature down on the air conditioner. When you walk in the house, it'll be nice and cool.
That's amazing. So and that unit, if on the Wi-Fi, I can control 8 rooms with that one wireless unit.
That's correct. Each indoor unit has its own IP address that connects to your router, which connects to the cloud. So anywhere in the world, you can access the app and control each of the individual rooms of your home.
So, like, I got this attic that's always either too hot or too cold. This would be a perfect solution for something like that, right?
Sure. A lot of homes, the houses were designed with ductwork designed for heating. Heating requires smaller ductwork diameters than cooling. So they add the cooling, but they don't change the ductwork. So a lot of times the upstairs is much warmer than it is downstairs. When you're trying to cool a house, you're freezing downstairs, but it's too hot upstairs. So instead of replace, add, you can add a mini split system to the upstairs so that you can shut your central air system off and provide you the comfort of a good night's sleep by having the air conditioning run just in the spaces you occupy upstairs.
And Roy, let me ask you, do you see this eventually being the future of all HVAC? Do you see that the old ductless, you know, the ductless system is going to become the future and you're not going to see giant units in the basements anymore? Is that...
Sure. If you're in Asia, 98% of all air conditioning is actually ductless technology. If you get into Europe or Australia, 50, 60% of the market is already ductless technology. With the green initiatives in the United States, focus on net zero energy homes, homes that can go completely off the grid. These units can heat down to minus 15 degrees outside.
Wow.
Allowing you to eliminate your fossil fuels in the home, have a completely electric system. You add some solar panels to the house, and you can come completely off the grid.
That's amazing. That really is. And so it, a couple of things. It frees up a space in the basement where typically you have a giant HVAC unit. You know,
Correct.
And I can tell you, so I want to talk price real quick before we have to go, because I just had one done probably about a year ago, and it cost me like, I would say, $8,000 to put a new unit in. And that's without running any ducts. They've tapped into the existing ducts. What do these units cost per room?
It really comes down to the length of the line run, the capacity of the space. It's best to have a contractor come out and properly size them.
Okay.
The utility companies are very particular about that. They want to make sure that you don't put in units larger than you need. One of the advantages of our systems is they use inverter technology, which means that the compressor ramps up and down in speed to deliver just the amount of BTUs needed for the space.
If you were to ballpark for me, though, Roy, let's just give it a ballpark. Like if you were to, let's say, a medium-sized room.
You could be anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000, depending on the size of the space, the distance from the condensing unit, et cetera, et cetera.
Interesting. Fascinating. Now, how do people find more information about you, Roy?
Sure. If you go to our website, constantcomfort.com, that's www.constantcomfort.com.
Awesome. Roy, thanks for the information. That was pretty fascinating. Have yourself a great Sunday.